I'm Leslie McShane, and this is The New Old You, a place where women over 50 are able to come together to figure out who they are now and what they want as they move forward into this new phase of life. What better way than to do this rediscovering together with guests that can help us figure all of it out? It's time to make some space for yourself because honestly, you deserve it. Hey everybody, and welcome. Today's Tuesday, right? Welcome to a Tuesday and to a little live action. Of course, it's noon on a Tuesday, so they've started the tornado warning drill. So you'll just have to suffer through that. Sorry. I am going to add in my friend Masako. We are going to be talking about meditation. We're going to talk about meditation because it is one of my favorite things and one of the things. Oh,
hey, Leslie.
There she is. Technology is so fun.
Yes.
Thank you to everybody for hanging on with us while we got it figured out. It was probably on my end. It's probably these tornado sirens that are going off in the back. Well, we don't have a tornado. It's noon on a Tuesday.
Oh.
I think. So yeah. It's one of those tests.
Yeah.
So the second I went live, they started. So, of course, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. The sun is shining today. So, and it was a beautiful Mother's Day. Did you have a nice Mother's Day?
Yes. Yeah. You know what my daughter gave me? She drew me the cover art of my podcast.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Aw. That's sweet.
She's so proud of my podcast.
Aw. I think that's awesome. It's amazing when we can do these things and our daughters are able to see what we're doing, mm-hmm. despite being scared of doing it ourselves.
Yeah.
And just doing it gives them confidence. It gives mm-hmm. us confidence to see that they're building confidence.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so we're going to talk about meditation today.
Yay!
You know, and it's one of those things. Meditation is very important to me, but I mm-hmm. have not. I've done one podcast about meditation, basically, and it was more about mindfulness and being still in order to deal with stress. But mm-hmm. I haven't done a podcast specifically about meditation, so mm-hmm. I thought it would be great to have you come in because you're trained. And you're a big time meditation person. You would be what I consider a big time meditation person.
So, you know what? I am. I've got some training, but more than anything, I am just a huge fan of meditation.
Yes. I agree. Yeah. If my day doesn't start. And it's not like I meditate for hours. If my day doesn't start with, 10 minutes, then everything is kind of, my whole world is off its axis a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So tell us a little bit about you and why you started in meditation.
Good question. I was desperate. That's why. I was not feeling well. I was so stressed out. My health was going downhill. I just went through a divorce that was about 9 years ago. I had a young child that I had to take care of. She was at that time younger than two. And mm-hmm. I was the primary caretaker for the first few years. And my family lives in Japan, far, far away. I was the only person who lived in the United States. I was working full time and I just needed some break.
Yeah.
And I did not know where to start. I was willing to do anything to feel mm-hmm. a little bit better, just to get some sort of relief, a glimpse of hope. And, when your physical health goes down, everything else kind of goes down too. It's pretty hard to feel positive when you don't feel well.
Right.
And I did at first a lot of physical things to feel better. And then I noticed a lot of people that I was getting the advice from, like life hackers or biohackers, they had some sort of religious, like they had some sort of a mindfulness practice that they religiously followed, and they were raving about it. And mm-hmm. I thought, if they said that that's working for them, why not? That would, you know, not work for me. And right. I was just willing to try it. I had nothing to lose.
Right. That's the best thing about meditation. I think there are a lot of people that have heard of it, and mm-hmm. maybe they want to do it. Maybe they're a little scared of it. Maybe they don't think that they will do it right. Mm. But I think what I learned, I mean, like right away, is that there's really not one right way no. to do it.
No.
But let's talk a little bit about the benefits. What it is exactly, and then its benefits.
The benefits are countless. I mean, by now it's been scientifically proven it will lower your cortisol, it lower your blood pressure, it strengthens your immune system, it makes you more creative because it changes the wiring of your brain, mm-hmm. and it slows down your aging process. If that doesn't fire you up to start right. meditating, I don't know what else.
Right. Not only those things, but it doesn't cost any money
I know.
To do it.
Isn't that the best life
hack? That's my favorite part.
You don't need anything. You can do it anywhere, anytime.
Right.
And there's no bad side effect. And also, it's not illegal. There are a lot of things that might work, but might be illegal. But I'm not going to do that if it's illegal. But it's free. It's all good. And I'm like, why don't more people do this?
Mm-hmm. I think it's because, well, like I said, I think it's because of two reasons. One, that's something that other people do. Maybe it's a little woo-woo for them. Or too easy, you know, if something's too easy, maybe it's not, you know, doable or whatever.
Right.
Or they feel like they just aren't going to be able to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
So what would somebody do if they felt those ways?
I think just be open-minded and try start from somewhere. That's what I did. I had mm-hmm. no idea how. I had no idea the right way to meditate. I just searched on YouTube and found the guided meditation I enjoyed and start doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how anybody can start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was kind of the same way. You know, I'd heard about meditation. I had a few friends that did some meditating. But then I saw a story about the app Headspace mm-hmm. on the Today Show or something. Mm-hmm. And they had like a 7-day free trial. And I was like, well, you know, 7-day free trial. I'll try that. And because I was like you, it was kind of like, I will try anything
mm-hmm.
at this point. I just needed a little peace of mind.
Yes.
I think, and to feel like I was doing something,
mm-hmm.
to move myself through this stuckness that I was, this stress that I was feeling. So I did the Headspace app, and I still do it. I mean, it's been almost 4 years now.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And
so there's like distinct difference between like pre-meditation of Leslie and post-meditation of Leslie, right?
I think so. I think so.
Yeah, family members probably see it too.
Yeah, you would have to ask people around me. I definitely have learned to pause before reacting.
Yes.
That's one of the biggest things that I have noticed. What are some of the biggest things that you've noticed in yourself?
Oh, definitely pausing, like just like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Before meditation, I just did not have that much space in my head. When something came in from outside, a stimulus, I just reacted. I had a knee-jerk reaction. And it did not give me a moment to think about how I was going to respond.
Mm-hmm.
But what meditation has given me is to like have this mental space between the stimulus and how I respond.
Right.
It's just a split second of like, oh, that stimuli is coming. How am I going to respond? Am I going to react? Or am I going to respond? This is just really neat to have that space.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, one of the things that I really noticed in the guided meditations that I was doing is how they talk about being quiet and being able to see the thoughts and the things that are coming in. And, you know, like you said, instead of just like poking at them right away, to be able to ingest them a little bit, push them away for a little while if you need to, so you can figure out how to deal with that.
Yeah.
So that's been, and it makes me more aware because, I mean, honestly, you know, you're not able to not react all the time. I mean, we're human. We're going to. I had a situation happen yesterday that somebody said something that kind of set me off a little bit. And I immediately reacted to it negatively.
Mm-hmm.
And after a couple minutes, I go, okay, all right, you see what's going on here? You need to pull, you need to pull back a little bit. Let's reassess and deal with this better. So, you know, even after doing meditation for 4 years, I'm still teaching and learning myself on how to do this. So I don't think that you're never an expert, I don't think.
And I don't think to become an expert meditator, I don't think that's the purpose of doing it.
Right.
I don't do that to get better at meditation. I meditate so that I can get better at everything else in life.
Yes.
To make better decisions.
Yes.
To become a better mom, better partner, better friends, better human being overall. So, yeah, let's not like put the meditation as the end goal. It's
right.
A tool.
Right. Yes, exactly. Great word. It's a tool. I mean, it's a very sharp tool in your arsenal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. So, I know that you have a podcast called Why Not Meditate.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about your podcast and what you're doing.
I think the title gives that away.
Yeah.
Why not meditate? You know, like, honestly, meditation has been the biggest game changer in my life. And I wholeheartedly believe if everybody took 5 minutes each day and meditated, everybody's life will be better.
Mm-hmm.
And when your life gets better, everybody else around you benefits.
Right.
And the little change, little improvement, would make a huge difference overall. So sometimes I have my solo episode and share my own experience, and sometimes I have guests, and the purpose of having the guests on my podcast is so that you can hear from everyday people, just like me and you, doing the meditation and seeing the benefits and then how that transformed their own life. So sometimes when we look at like spiritual gurus, we would feel like, oh yeah, Deepak Chopra, oh yeah, he's got everything figured out, you know?
Right, right.
But he's not me and I'm not him. But somebody like, okay, Leslie, you know, she's been doing meditation and this is the change that she has personally experienced. And then we feel like, oh, if she can do it, I should be able to do it too. So yeah, my whole underlying message that I am trying to convey is to you, why not? You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. The return on investment of meditation is so high. I mean, I am kind of lazy. If I'm going to spend my time of everyday life, I want to do something that produces the results.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Time is short.
Yeah.
So we definitely want to get benefit from everything that we do.
Yeah. And meditation changes the way you think, because you can observe your thoughts. You can now become aware of what you're thinking. So when you get a hold of your thinking process, then you can think better thoughts that mm-hmm. serve you better. And then that would change the feeling that you get. That would also change the action you're going to take. So it's actually the shortest shortcut that you can take in order to make better decisions in your life.
Yeah. And I would definitely want people to know that it's not an all or nothing thing. I think any little bit that you do is a benefit.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. It's got a cumulative effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. So you have this podcast, Why Not Meditate? You have a Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do there?
I just share my podcast usually. And mm-hmm. the purpose of creating a space is to have people place for them to come and connect and share their stories. If there are issues that they are experiencing when they are trying to start their meditation practice, maybe other people can relate and share helpful tips. And mm-hmm. also having an accountability partner. Like, if you need somebody to hold you accountable so that right. you have to meditate every day, then that's a place that I can offering.
Yeah. So I know you do interviews, but you also have a guided meditation that you have put up, because I think that that's something that, you know, people, they don't know if they could just sit down and meditate, and guided meditation is so helpful to a lot of people. And you have offered that.
Yeah, that was, that's one of the most, the recent podcast episode that I published. Yes, it's only 10 minutes.
That's all you need.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
But it gives you the guidance so that you don't have to just, you know, sit down with your clock and yourself. Because
right.
sometimes that's hard.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just want to hear something, some music or yeah. some voice.
Yeah. Yes. Well, like I said, you know, I do the Headspace, and there's something about, you know, there's a lot of quiet in it, but every now mm-hmm. and then, the voice will come in and kind of kick you back to where you mm-hmm. need to be.
Yeah.
Because you tend to, you can wander a little bit.
Yes. And then it gives you like sense of peace when you know somebody else is holding the space and
right.
you are not having to be responsible.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. What I love about like guided meditations like yours is, I mean, you can listen to it as many times as you need, or use it. I mean, you could use that podcast episode like every day, because it's going to be different for you every single time.
Oh yeah. The experience you get would be different. The guided, that recorded portion would stay the same, but each person will have different experience. And every time, even the same person would have different experience. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you want to add? If you were to give an elevator pitch to people on why they should start meditating, what would you say to them?
I would say meditation is the best drug ever. And I recommend everybody binging on, overdosing mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. There is no bad side effects, only great side effects. And it's free. You can do it anywhere, anytime. And the benefits I mean, I don't even know all the benefits yet.
Right.
And
that's
it gets
that's the beautiful
better.
Part about it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so curious what I'm going to start experiencing if I kept going.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's the best life hack that I've ever tried in my life.
Yeah. So I want to talk a few minutes about photography, because that's your other big passion and your other love.
Yes.
You were recently in my Mom's Over 50 Mother's Day gift guide, offering, you offer classes to teach people how to take the best photos they can on their iPhone, because nobody has a camera anymore. Nobody walks around with a camera.
And also everybody has the camera nowadays.
And everybody has one. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, there has not been a time in history that every single person has a camera with them, walking around with a camera 24/7.
Right.
This is something unusual, something great.
Yeah.
And everybody can capture, and everybody has been capturing moments. So why not up your game? Because it could be really fun.
Yeah. So what do you do in this course?
I have, when I sit down with people, they have different desires, right? Maybe they want to take a certain type of photos, or maybe they don't know what to take, what pictures to take. So it really, it's tailored to each person's needs.
Okay.
And ultimately, they will learn how to incorporate iPhone photography in their everyday life. And I also want to add the mindfulness portion in that workshop too, because if you're not aware of your surrounding, then you won't be able to capture.
Right.
So being mindful is the underlying message that I have for that workshop.
I love that, because a lot of people just point their phone, take a picture.
Yeah.
But when you throw mindfulness behind it and what you're actually seeing through the camera and what you're taking, it gives that photo such greater meaning, I
yes.
think.
Yeah. With one of the people that I worked with, she took a selfie, and I wanted to challenge her to take more selfies with different angles, different settings, different colorations. And, you know, through that process, she gained self-confidence.
Mm. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. It's not just selfie, you know? It is.
Right.
You are taking a moment and maybe like appreciating who you are, and also learning how to capture yourself in the like best way forward. And you fall in love with yourself in the process.
Yeah. I think there are a lot of people who need to find the beauty in themselves. And that's a great way to be able to do that, to look for it.
Yeah.
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 Well, this has been great. It's been so great to catch up with you. And I hope that people check out your podcast, Facebook page. I know that you also have a freebie out there on how to start a meditation practice,
right? Yes,
thank you
for mentioning that. Yes. So anybody who is new to meditation, I put the guide, step-by-step guide, 5 steps to how to start your meditation practice. It just walks you through what to do. Step by step, and nothing intimidating.
yeah. And so Instagram's the best way for people to hook up with you?
Yes. Yeah. Masakozawa _photography.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. It's
been
great.
Thank you, Leslie.
All right.
Thank you for the conversation.
Yeah. I know I'll be talking to you soon.
Yes.
All right. See ya.
Have a great day.
Bye, everybody.